Dr. Saber, S-A-B-E-R, yeah, dictating an office note on patient Anika Boyd, A-N-I-K-A, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, date of birth, 6-17-1996, date of service, 12-10-2024, per paragraph, the patient's 20-year-old African-American female who is presenting to my office for follow-up on left-sided kidney stone. Past medical history includes history of obsessive-compulsive disorder, next depression, next anxiety, following with psychiatry, next idiopathic intracerebral hypertension or pseudotumor cerebri, was maintained for years on acetazolamide for at least 5 years, next history of asthma, period. Paragraph, patient was in New Jersey on Thanksgiving holiday and she got very sick, was septic and was hospitalized. And was diagnosed with left nephrolithiasis with left hydronephrosis and 8.9 millimeter left ureteral proximal stone. She underwent treatment with antibiotics and stenting over there, period. Patient moved back to home in Houston and she's seeing me for further follow-up. Her past surgical history includes left ureteral stenting, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is married, no kids. She does have no history of smoking. She does use cannabis for anxiety, social alcohol use, no drug use. She works as a support solutions engineer at Netflix. Family history, father with prostate cancer and DVT, mother is healthy. Review of systems revealed temporal headaches, bilateral on and off, especially after stopping acetazolamide. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea or vomiting, occasional abdominal pain, mainly left lower quadrant. Occasional dysuria, no hematuria, she has regular periods, no leg swelling, while the systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period, paragraph. Current medications include Abilify, Cymbalta, Lorazepam, and Ambien. On physical examination, her vital signs are as above. HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical infradenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupagraph. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, no malus venous tube, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly. She does have left lower quadrant abdominal tenderness on palpation. She does have a left CVA tenderness mild. No extremities, no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Hirsutism noted over her facial area, period. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from hospitalization on 12-5-2024. Sodium 135, potassium 4, chloride 106, total CO2 18, BUN 9, creatinine 1.12, estimated GFR more than 60, white count 10.7, hemoglobin 8.7, MCV 87.7, platelet count 139, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left kidney nephrolithiasis. Before that, please mention CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis shows the following. There is a mild left hydronephrosis due to a proximal left ureteral stone measuring 8.9 by 6.2 millimeter. There is mild left perinephric fat stranding. There are several non-obstructing stones in the left kidney as well with at least 5 stones measuring up to 5.7 millimeter in the lower pole. There are no right-sided stones and no right collecting system dilatation. Period. Paragraph assessment plan, left kidney stones. Risk factors may be related to chronic use of acetazolamide and chronic acidemia. Currently, she does have an obstructive stone with left hydronephrosis that's post-ureteral stenting in New Jersey. We are going to refer her to see urology for further opinion and management. We are going to recheck her labs and, in particular, check a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup to advise her accordingly. Next diagnosis, depression, anxiety, continue antipsychotic medication. Next, idiopathic intracranial hypertension, pseudotumor cerebri, was on acetazolamide to continue to hold for now until we take care of this problem of stones for her. She is going to see me in around 1 month earlier if need be to discuss the workup and the report. Thanks.